This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Food access and security is a problem here and in many other parts of the country. The Produce Perks program aims to increase affordability and accessibility to healthful foods for low-income families and individuals, focusing on access to healthy fruits and vegetables. Here to discuss food access in Greater Cincinnati and the Produce Perks program are Northside Farmers Market Manager Anna Bird, Penny Shore, Manager of the Wyoming Farmers Market, and Tevis Foreman, who manages the Produce Perks program and oversees the Urban Farming Program and Creating Healthy Communities Coalition at the Cincinnati Health Department. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Anna, good to see you again. And Tevis and Penny, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tevis, when we talk about food access, what do we mean by that, and what is the state of food access in the Cincinnati area?
Well, in the Cincinnati area, it's was spoke of earlier, we do have quite a large variety of opportunities to access food through our various communities at the farmers markets. The state of Ohio actually was just recently ranked in a USDA report as the sixth worst state in terms of food security and food access within the country.
Sixth worst, is the, I heard you correctly there?
Yes, wow. Yeah, and Penny can share some information as well in regards to that USDA study, but again, it was a ranking of sixth for families forced to skip meals or eat less because they didn't have the money or the resources to access healthy foods.
Yeah. So this is a report that just came out yesterday. Actually, I heard it here on WVXU while I was driving yesterday. And that's sixth in low or very low food security, which is the definition that Tevis just gave us. What's even scarier is for very low food security, we're the third highest.
So what kind of factors are they looking at when they make these determinations?
Various socioeconomic, you know, factors, demographic factors of communities and families.
Okay. So they're looking at the economic conditions in a neighborhood. They're looking at perhaps how close you are to a grocery store, those kinds of things, Tevis?
Yes. Yeah. That.
Okay. Now, one of the programs that's trying to improve access to fresh fruits and vegetables is Produce Perks. How does that work exactly?
So the Produce Perks program is available for individuals receiving food assistance. And so they receive an Ohio Direction Card is the form of payment, if you will, for folks receiving food assistance. And the customer will go to the farmer's market, and most markets have a market manager stand of sorts. And the individual will take their Ohio Direction Card to the market stand, and they'll swipe it, let's say, for $15. And each market typically has their own type of currency for the Ohio Direction Card customers, typically like a wooden token, if you will. So the customer, again, will go to that market manager stand. They'll swipe their Ohio Direction Card for, let's say, $15. They then are eligible for up to $10 in Produce Perks tokens. And so the Produce Perks tokens can be utilized to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables at that particular farmer's market. So it stretches the federal dollar, allowing that $15 initially swiped for to be utilized for bread, eggs, other healthful items, and then the Produce Perks tokens can be used for the purchasing of fruits and vegetables.
Now, who administers this program, Tevis?
We direct the program at the Cincinnati Health Department via the Creating Healthy Communities Coalition. But we also have key organizations and partners that certainly help support this program as well, from the Ohio State University Extension Offices, the Ohio Department of Health, the Wholesome Wave Network, Interact for Health, and Green Umbrella have both been a key partner for the Produce Perks program as well. And Our Harvest Food Cooperative, which I believe they're referenced in the earlier segment, but they too have been a strong partner. And that's certainly not to mention all of our wonderful farmers markets that participate in the program.
How many are participating in this area?
We have 10 currently.
10? Okay.
For the 2015 calendar
year. I think last I saw it was 6, so it's gone up.
Yeah,
some.
So yeah, we have incrementally been working on expanding the program within Cincinnati, but also have intentions of expanding within a regional context heading into 2016 and beyond.
So Northside participates, Wyoming participates. Who are the others involved, Tevis?
The College Hill Farmers Market. We have Findlay Market, as well as their affiliated Findlay Market Farm Stands. The Let Us Eat Well Farmers Market, the Loveland Farmers Market, and then again, Northside in Wyoming. And the Our Harvest Food Cooperative has a CSA program, which is a community-supported agriculture program that is specific for Ohio Direction Card customers. So those that are on food assistance, there's a CSA program that we're piloting with Our Harvest Food Cooperative this year, and the Produce Perks is working to support that CSA as well.
And just tell us what community-supported agriculture, what is that exactly?
So an individual or a family will purchase a share of the CSA, which allows the farmer to essentially prepare what they'll grow and throughout the course of the growing season. And the shareholders receive weekly, biweekly, monthly, depending on the structure of that particular farmer's CSA, they receive shares of the produce grown. Now, within the Our Harvest program, which is the Produce Perks Harvest Box, is the name of the CSA program. It's ran on a weekly basis. Customers don't have to purchase shares up front, which is typical for a CSA. They can purchase their share at the point of sale on a weekly basis. So there's no long-term commitment, and it allows the individuals, especially those receiving food assistance, to explore and to gain knowledge on the participation of CSAs. So CSAs are typically are afforded to more fluent communities. And this is allowing low-income populations, those receiving food assistance, to utilize a CSA as another opportunity to access healthful foods. But again, there's some hesitancies around that long-term commitment financially. So the uniqueness of the Our Harvest CSA program is it allows customers to do it on a weekly basis without that long-term financial commitment, and the Produce Perks program also helps to supplement that.
Yeah, so the main difference between the way that the Our Harvest program is working is a traditional type of CSA. The customer and the farmer are kind of partnering before the season even starts. You can think of it as seed money for the farmer. So the customer would pay in advance, and they're sharing the risk with the farmer in a traditional CSA. And then whatever comes out of the farm, it's kind of like a mystery surprise box every week or 2 weeks when you pick it up. It's whatever's in season, whatever is abundant is what would be in the box for the customer. But as Tevis was saying, the Our Harvest version is going to be more consistent in what it's got, I'm guessing, in the boxes, and more dependable and reliable.
Yes, Our Harvest also did some preliminary research before they implemented the CSA and identified culturally appropriate foods to have within their CSA box as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so how it works at our market is a customer can come to the market and they've got the boxes there so you can see what's there. And usually it's like four vegetables and a fruit, I think, in the box. And it's just $5. So it's usually cheaper than farmers market prices. So it can help stretch those dollars even further.
And Tevis, so what you're saying is that this now lets people, low-income people, participate in CSAs more than in the past.
Yes, it certainly allows them to participate as well as experience being a part of a CSA. And it certainly is a non-traditional way of accessing foods, healthful foods in particular. So it, again, is increasing opportunities for access as well as affordability.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. You can also email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Anna, talk about why Northside Farmers Market is involved in Produce Perks.
Oh my goodness, because it's a wonderful program. And our customers tell us that every week, how helpful it is financially to them. So we implemented a structure to be able to accept food assistance at the market in 2012. And then this program started, and it closes that gap. So there's definitely a perception that farmers markets are more expensive, and sometimes they are for some things. So it allows those customers to be able to shop there consistently. And it's especially important in Northside because we don't have a grocery store there. The grocery store closed a few years ago. A customer might have to take a 2-hour bus trip to get to the Kroger that's closest. So it allows people to shop in the neighborhood and get healthy, affordable foods. The match happens every week. So a person can get that extra $10 every time they come to our market, and then they could go to another market on a different day and also be matched that $10. So it's a consistent support system for helping people shop locally and for healthy fruits and vegetables.
And Penny, from Wyoming's standpoint, why did you get involved with this?
We got involved early in our life cycle. We opened in 2007, and in 2009, we started accepting Ohio Direction Card. And while many people out there will think of Wyoming as an affluent affluent city, we have many, many neighbors surrounding us where there is high food insecurity. And we just felt that we were in a good position to help reach out to them and find a close local place for them to get healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables, especially eggs and other nutritious foods for their meals. And what I like about Produce Perks is we struggled to get shoppers to come in and utilize the benefits they had on their Ohio Direction Card at our market. And all the research I had done had said that incentive programs like Produce Perks are the number one way to attract food assistance users or recipients to markets, so that once they come, they see what they can buy and how beautiful it is and how delicious and fresh it is. And it really helps to stretch their food dollars. We also happened to start it just as the recession was totally hitting bottom. And a lot of people were signing up for food assistance at that point. So we're just trying to help.
Are you seeing more people using the Produce Perks program, though?
We're having, at our market, we are having a challenge. We've been doing some stuff this year. I went to a health fair at the Lincoln Heights Health Center a couple of weeks ago and talked to a lot of people. I'm doing another one in a couple of weeks, and there are some other opportunities coming up. So we're looking to see if we could get the word out a little bit more locally close to our market.
And I'd like to touch on a point that Penny made just a moment ago. I mean, the primary goal certainly of the Produce Perks program is to increase the access and affordability. So to get healthy foods to the families and onto the tables that most need it and that struggle to access it. But it also does comprehensively work to support local regional farmers, as well as enhancing and strengthening local economies as well. So it certainly has that triple bottom line effect or impact, if you will, again, with the primary goal of getting healthy foods to the families that need it. But it does work, you know, in addition to that, to supporting local and regional farmers, as well as the communities and the local economies that support these markets.
And at the Northside Farmers Market, we are definitely seeing more repeat customers. And right now, I just checked the numbers this morning, where we're at about the same at this point in the year, or we've done about $6,000 in food assistance sales at the market, which was for the entire year of last year. So we're well above, and we're definitely going to keep, I think, seeing those repeat customers come back. And you know, we work to partner with a lot of organizations that help get the word out. So we partner with our local WIC office, which is the Women, Infants, and Children's office in Northside, and our local food pantry, Churches Active in Northside, to get the word out. So that's helped a lot for our market. I think that we have those resources in our neighborhood, but we are definitely seeing an increase in shoppers and dollars coming to the market.
And Mark, and I can share that as of June, we'd seen a 68% increase in Produce Perks incentives being used from 2014.
So getting the word out is probably one of the biggest challenges you face with this whole thing. Yeah. What are some of the other challenges that you face in reaching and educating families to shop and use fresh foods in their daily diets?
Yeah, so there certainly is an issue of food literacy, if you will, amongst, you know, all populations. But certainly within low-income populations, there is a lack of food literacy and knowledge. And so the program does certainly work to support in the issues such as education. And Ohio State University Extension has been a strong partner in that. Jenny Even is a food educator for the Produce Perks program and works with various markets as well as other, you know, organizations to help address issues of education. Whether it's from, you know, food identification and purchasing to the preparation and then eventually the preservation of healthful foods.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've learned in working with both Produce Perks and Ohio Direction is that one-pot meals, things that are easy and quick to prepare, really help to get people more interested in buying fresh food and starting from scratch as opposed to buying stuff that's already mostly prepared and ready to go. It's also significantly less expensive. If you're buying carrots that are already cut up and chopped, that's a lot more expensive than buying fresh whole carrots to use in a meal. So we like to do cooking demonstrations to show people how just spending maybe 10, 15 minutes, you can get a nice, healthy meal on the table, starting with fresh ingredients.
And even beyond the education component, but it certainly falls within that bubble to me, is the cultural and social experiences mm-hmm. that one finds when they shop at, you know, local farmers markets and community food access points such as that, is that it certainly works to build these social experiences and I think ultimately addresses issues of social justice and equity in having these very localized type experiences.
So, Tevis, how effective do you think the program has been?
We believe it's quite impactful. I mean, we're certainly seeing an increase in the mm-hmm. utilization of the program. And the Ohio Jobs and Family Services, Hamilton County, has been a strong partner of ours as well. And they, too, have really spoken of its impact amongst their customers that they serve as well.
Now, you were mentioning earlier there are plans for expanding the program. Can you give me some specifics about where it's headed next? And
yes, Interact for Health has been a key partner in helping us plan for expansion of the program. But we're working with the Northern Kentucky Health Department as well as other extension agencies in Ohio and Kentucky to expand the program regionally to serve a larger population and ultimately have a greater impact.
So you're talking about moving to counties in Northern Kentucky and then northern suburbs as well?
Yeah, Boone, Kenton, Campbell, and Grant mm-hmm. Within Northern Kentucky. And then we're in Hamilton, but Warren, Claremont, Butler, Montgomery, and hopefully Greene. So we've identified, you know, a number of border counties as well within Ohio that we're seeking to expand into.
We got a couple of minutes left. One of the other programs the Cincinnati Health Department has for improving food access is the Urban Farming Program. How many community-based farms have been set up so far?
Well, the Urban Farming Program worked through 2010 through 2014 to help communities establish community-based gardens, mm-hmm. whether they were at recreation centers or faith-based organizations. And during that time, they had established 7. The Creating Healthy Communities program now is kind of expanded to address more comprehensive healthy eating issues as well as active living and tobacco-free initiatives as well.
Yeah, but where exactly are these community-based farms?
They're located in the neighborhoods of Winton Hills, Spring Grove Village, Madisonville, Bond Hill, and then Southwest Mill Creek Corridor is a priority community of the coalition now, and it kind of encompasses the neighborhoods of North and South Fairmount, Millvale, English Woods, and then we're also working with the Evanston community as well to help identify opportunities for healthy eating and food access, whether that's through community gardens or other initiatives.
Is this doing a pretty good job of getting the word out about eating healthier?
I'd like to think so.
Well, what have been some of the results and successes you've seen from it?
Well, from the coalition's perspective, which is 60 organizations plus, it really helps align it strategic efforts of organizations and individuals seeking to accomplish similar goals, right? So not repeating efforts and duplicating efforts. So the coalition certainly works to address these issues that tie to comprehensive health impacts and issues.
Any plans on expanding that program and adding in more urban farms?
Hopefully, yeah. Okay. The Civic Garden Center is a coalition member, and they certainly do a top-notch job addressing issues of community garden and food access from that perspective.
Well, Anup, Tevis, and Penny, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Northside Farmers Market Manager Anup Bird, Penny Shore, who's manager of the Wyoming Farmers Market, and Tevis Foreman, who manages the Produce Perks Program and oversees the Urban Farming Program and Creating Healthy Communities Coalition at the Cincinnati Health Department. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Today's show was produced by Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Kevin Rawinski. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. I'm Mark Haney.